I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Food for the Hungry's Dave Evans says experts are calling the global food crisis the perfect storm. The Bush administration just released $200 million worth of wheat, but Evans says they're asking God for a miracle of loaves and fishes to feed the thousands. They're looking to the Lord to provide because
we can't just say, well, don't worry about your physical need. Let's just talk about spiritual things. They go hand in hand, trying to stretch our food rations and our food aid programs. And then the hope that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings to people, I think, can be a real hope during this time.
Next, it's impossible to reach every child with the gospel unless you reach every tribe. That's why Book of Hope International is translating the story edition of the Book of Hope, A Harmony of the Gospels, into 8 tribal languages in Colombia. Book of Hope's Richard Luna.
For 3 of them, the Kogis, the Waunans, and the Yurutis, it is their first translation being done. And the neat thing about this translation is that the translators themselves are also church planters.
They're teaming up with an indigenous group who wants to reach every tribe in Colombia and plant a church by 2015. Pray the translations are effective. And a White House official, Jay Hine, recently visited Zambia to promote purity. World Hope International's 2-day event called Purity Beyond Abstinence was part of Hope Fest. It educates youth about HIV/AIDS prevention, but it also is about living a life of purity because it pleases God. Hine was impressed by the resolve of the youth. Hundreds took a stand for purity. They were also introduced to a year-long discipleship program in Southern Africa aimed at preventing HIV/AIDS. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, praises the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.